Hello and welcome to this episode of Gin and Tonic Tavern Talks. This is our second crack at experience points, and I'm still angry. So I've been doing a little bit of flip the books recently, and I've been trying to look at what the game rewards you for. How much is there any sort of reference for how much experience a social encounter is worth? And I've been having trouble finding any guidelines for anything other than killing things. So in the game, the main thing that both the players and the GM see a solid, fast system for reward is through killing monsters. So let's just pretend that you have a party of four and you have one bad apple in your party who's a bit of a murder hobo. Then that murder hobo starts killing everything. A couple of the other players look at it and go, well, if we kill these things, we gain experience points, and then we'll level up faster. They have all the incentive to go along with the murder hobo. And it's been something I've been digging at for a while. What is the right way to award experience points? Because if you check out our other episode on the experience point system, it is broken, and not in a good way. Like in a trampled by a stampede of elephants twice doesn't work kind of way. Anyways, so the main thing the game is going to give your players experience points for is killing things, so they're going to go about killing things. And I've looked into how some of the older systems did it. And one of the ways that they did that was gold for experience. For every gold that you were able to bring back to town, or in some cases that you spent, you got an experience point, which gives the GM a real nice way to allocate how much money the party's going to get. And making them spend it, I see a lot of really fun downtime activities coming out of that. You'd need to build in some downtime opportunities and some things that they can do, but I see a lot of fun coming out of that.
That does sound like fun.
And then if you something I've been contemplating is removing experience points for killing the bad guy. And you instead set a number or a series of checkpoints throughout the dungeon or the adventure that you have planned for today. And in our example, let's say that the party needs to rescue I'm coming up with this on the fly. Let's say that they have to rescue three prisoners and they have to get the MacGuffin. And they have to get out alive. Say you pick the whole experience is worth 2,000 experience. For each of those people that they don't get, you take away 25% of the experience. So if they only get the MacGuffin and leave, they get 500 experience. If they get all the people out and get the MacGuffin, they get the 2,000.
Well, that's cool.
This will still allow you to use chapter leveling. It's a little bit more math. And you can use this with checkpoints or like there's 100 ways you can hack this up. I haven't put this into practice, but it's something I'm working on because I've been using chapter leveling for a very long time. I've seen games where a GM will hand out experience bonuses to certain players for what the GM considers good roleplay, and I have never seen that work. Because you will always get the one player who they're roleplaying the way that they roleplay, which might be subtle. It might not be big and in your face or talking with an accent, but they're doing things in character. But if the GM doesn't see that as roleplay, they get left behind.
I hadn't considered that problem.
Yeah, and then it breeds resentment at the table. Because you're then going, well, why did that player get the bonus and I didn't? I did X, Y, and Z. What else am I supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to give out bonuses, I really don't think that it should be in the form of experience. If you want to give out points for role-playing, give out, read up on inspiration. Or just give them an advantage token. Be like, you have this thing that allows you to roll advantage on anything.
I love the advantage tokens. It's my personal favorite.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's... Another way I've seen it done is that each player gets one, but they can't spend theirs. They have to give it to another player to do some, like when they see the player doing something cool, they have to give their extra die to that player.
That is cool.
But yeah, that was my side tangent, because I find the with only murder being the thing that gets you bonus points, you're going to see a lot more murder. If you can theoretically stealth your way through the entire dungeon, as your party's going to figure out how to do anyways at some point. If you've been GMing and you haven't had a party stealth halfway through a dungeon and then set off all the alarms, you haven't been living. But seriously, we've all had things that just got left behind because the party didn't interact with it because they managed to avoid it.
It happens.
Don't sweat it. The party... Another reason for chapter leveling is the party avoided that room that was full of bad guys and got the objective and got out. They passed the situation. They solved the problem. Give them the experience points for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take the emphasis off of murder, and it can create some more interesting social situations where the party's going to think, what other resources do we have at our disposal other than just killing it that we can use? If anyone out there has any other ways that they like to tinker with the experience point system, or if you think I'm a heretic and want to burn me at the stake for this,
let us know.
And I hope you have yourselves a wonderful evening, and when in doubt, respond with lightning.